A Wilkes Booth, he came to Washington, an actor great was he. He played Ford's Theater and Lincoln came to see. It was early in April, not many weeks ago. The people of this fair city all gathered at the show. The war, it is all over, the people happy now. And Abraham Lincoln rose to take his bow. The people cheered him wildly and rising to their feet. And Lincoln, waving of his hand, he calmly takes his seat. And as he sees the play go on, his thoughts are running deep. His darling wife close by his side has fallen fast asleep. And from the box there hangs a flag, and it's not the stars and bars, but the flag that holds within its folds bright gleaming stripes and stars. J. Wilkes Booth moves down the aisle he had measured once before. He passes Lincoln's bodyguard, nodding at the door. He holds a pistol in his right hand, a dagger in his left. He shoots poor Lincoln in the temple, and he sends him to his rest. His wife, she wakes from slumber and screams all in a rage. Booth jumps over the railing and he lands him on the stage. He'll rue the day, he'll rue the hour, as God him life shall give. When Booth stood in the center stage, shouting, "Tyrants shall not live." The people all excited then cried, "Every one a hand," and shouted all the people near, "For God's sake, take the man." Then Booth ran back with boot and spur across the backstage floor. He mounts that trusty claybank mare, all saddled at the door. J. Wilkes Booth in his last play, all dressed in broadcloth deep, he gallops down the alleyway, I hear them horses' feet. Poor Lincoln then was heard to say, and all has gone to rest. Of all the actors in this town, I loved Wilkes Booth the best.